Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of AGRUSA Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks Home Security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them. Hey, this is James again with Real Time News. This is episode 85, 2021 of Real Time News. Once again, we are not live streaming. We are creating these videos and uploading them. We've been squeezed on all platforms. Hopefully we'll be live streaming on Rumble soon, looking at doing that. But one of the reasons why I'm not is I need support. I'm just being very, very frank. But we're bringing you the news. But we do thank you for joining us. We ask you to share, subscribe, connect to us on all the social media platforms around this. We are reassessing. And of course, now we're on Getter and of course, Cloud Hub and Parler. But I'm reassessing, trying to focus on what platforms I'm going to focus on. But whatever platform you're watching this on, please follow us. Let me go real quick, and we will be starting out with Verse of the Day, but I'm going to kind of give you an assessment of what we're going to do. You can support us at paypal.me/JJMediaLLC if you would desire to do that. And then we will have our other ones. We're going to be bringing you a new website that we are part of. And you can actually, I'll be bringing that right after the Verse of the Day. But we are looking at Get Woke, Go Broke, talking about the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Five counties in Michigan will likely break law and cease and desist order by erasing the 2020 election data. We're going to be talking about the professor David Clements discusses the all 50 state audit. And then the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue features, get this, transgender, gross, very gross. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about the FBI allegedly involved in the planning and of the kidnap of Whitmer, and we're looking at a couple more articles too. So we do thank you for joining us, and I do want to remind you that if you would like to advertise on our show, please send us an email. It's james@jjmediaonline.net, james@jjmediaonline.net. In the subject line, put real-time news ad. Real-time news ad. It's $10 per episode. $10 per week. That's all we're asking. But thank you very much. But you can contact us. You can support us by the jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. All right. Let's get to our verse of the day. Verse of the day, James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. That verse hits home. There's a lot of people, of course, I remember when I was pastoring, I would preach the word, people would listen, but not ingest and not develop. So thoughts on today's verse. The proof of the pudding is in the tasting. The proof of biblical wisdom and understanding is in the living. To simply know the truth doesn't mean a whole lot. to live the truth is everything. The prayer, O Lord God, empower me with your Spirit as I seek to not only practice what I preach, but also show my obedience to your will and to live consistently with your character in my daily life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen. And I want to come back here. If you get nothing else out of this videocast podcast, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can ask Him to forgive your sins, believe on Him, and commit to living for Him, the ABCs. Do it. He will help you. And He is a great friend. A friend is closer than a brother. So I wanted to remind you of that. All right. Let's go to the new website that I want to let you know about. This is actually my wife and I. LowCarbLivingForLife.com. It will be around the video here. And you can start your keto. We are living keto. But what I want to do is show you there are free recipes that you can go to. You can click on these and download the free recipes. And I'm going to be starting doing some taste testing of new recipes where we are coming out. But Low Carb Living for Life, you can actually start your plan right here. Take the keto quiz. You can click right here. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Rumble. For the low carb living, and I ask you to watch this. This is my wife. I'm asking her questions about what made her start it. She had some physical issues and different things. You can go in and I ask you to listen to that. You can sign up for our email and just letting you know. And in the email, you get the free recipes. And a couple different things, but you can come here. We have new recipes uploading each week, and these are actual recipes that you can actually copy, paste, and actually do. So wanted to show you that. All right, let's get into the news. Get woke, go broke. It's the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team gets skunked, and I think this is actually kind of funny. It's like, hey, come on. Put U.S. first. They get skunked. 3-0 loss to Sweden in Olympic opening. Bounced from tourney. That's funny. I just say I am USA all the way. But you know what? They went woke. So they don't have a USA's mind. USA's, you know, I honestly, anyone, I'm just going to say this. Anyone that isn't USA all the way, get out. I don't, your Olympic career, done. I don't care. But the U.S. women's soccer team was playing an exhibition game against Mexico in East Hartford, Connecticut in a pre-Olympic send-off game before heading to Japan. The video is included for all to see. Let's try to play it. Here we go. I believe... Okay, nope, not there. That's all right. Anyway, there's the article. All right, next. Breaking exclusive. 5 counties in Michigan will likely break the law and cease and desist order by erasing 2020 election data from their voting machines. Let me tell you, this is going to be if I remember right, that's a felony if you're involved in it, but the 5 counties, at least 5 counties in Michigan, are reportedly moving ahead with the destruction of data from the 2020 election on the voting equipment they used in the election. And my first question quickly is, what are they trying to hide? Obviously, they're trying to hide something. The problem with this is that the procedure that the vendor is performing reportedly removes all data from the machines, but federal law states, get this, that information related to the 2020 election is to be maintained in safekeeping for 22 months after the election. Also, all the counties in the state have been provided a cease and desist order preventing them from removing data from the machines. So, you know, at these five counties, they said they're moving ahead. So, what is happening to our country? Do you not love our country? And the attorney, Matt DiPerno, he is a rock star, and says, "I have received several responses to the email I sent to all Michigan County clerks, and here they are. This is not an order signed by any judge, therefore I will not be forwarding this anywhere. Have a good day." Wow. So, you know, don't listen to the attorney. Lake County says they are waiting for the attorney's option, while Dickinson is moving ahead with the maintenance. I mean, it's crazy. They obviously do not care about the United States, and they're covering something up. All right, now Oklahoma. I'm telling you, the heat is coming. Oklahoma State Rep. Sean Roberts requests forensic audit in three Oklahoma counties. And these three Oklahoma counties, he announced on Tuesday that he is requesting the State Election Board Secretary call for a forensic and independent audit of the 2020 general elections in Oklahoma County and two other random counties in the state. "Every citizen deserves to have faith in the integrity of the election process and its outcome," Roberts said in a letter sent to the election board secretary. "It is my responsibility as an elected public servant to assure my constituents that Oklahoma's elections are safe and secure." So, what is happening? Let me remind you again what Arizona has done. Arizona set the stage for true audits, for honest audits. So they have set the stage, and they've set the foundation, and this is what all the states are going with. All right, the Gateway Pundits, Jim and Joe Hoft, join Professor Dave Clemens to discuss his national audit plan for all 50 states. So I wanted to get to this, and to me, this is very good. So we're going to watch this video, and I think it's very important that we get to the bottom. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, let's get to the truth. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. So, all right. There will be an ad. Let me try to get past that. Come on. It won't let me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my.
Okay. Let me make sure that. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna try to fast forward it. Okay, here we go. Here's the video, and let's go with it.
All right. Hi, everybody. We're glad that you're with us tonight. My brother Joel and myself from the Gateway Pundit.
We won't be watching all of it. Just letting you know.
Here tonight. We're huge fans of Dr. David. And Professor, thank you for saving some time for us. We've been following you, and we're very impressed with the statements you've made, the videos you've made, and the impact you're having. And obviously, we're not the only ones, because you have tens of thousands of follows. I see that on some of your videos, or more. I think there was one video that actually had a few million. So you really touched a lot of people. You've been very brave. You're speaking out. You continue to speak out. You have a plan of action. And we're just truly impressed. And you also seem like a really cool guy. So anyway, thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of the Gateway Pundit. I get so much of my information from you all. And in fact, a lot of the analysis that I did back in November and December, a lot of it came from the Gateway Pundit.
Outstanding. For those of you who don't know, let me read off a few of these credits here behind Dr. Clement's name. He's a law professor at New Mexico State University, former deputy district attorney, 12th Judicial District Attorney's Office, former senior trial attorney, and the 3rd and 6th District Judicial District Attorney's Office. You also have a website, The Professor's Record. You have a great Rumble page. I believe is that The Professor's Record too?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's all Professor's Record.
And then you have a couple great Telegram accounts that we'll get into. Professor Joe, my twin brother who's here, and Joe, by the way, is starting a radio show next week for all those people out there who want to listen to a morning radio show in the 6 to 9 a.m. St. Louis time. But Joe came to me and said, hey, did you see Dr. Clements? He was outstanding. This guy's great. So anyway, I was going to have Joe talk a little bit about what he saw. This was back, my gosh, when was that? Early February, maybe, or mid-February when we did that? Seems like light years ago today, but yeah. It was with Regent University. And anyway, Joe, you can talk about that a little bit.
Right. Thanks, Jim, and welcome, Doctor. We're so happy to have you here. And just have a few moments just to chat with you. I was referred to you and your site from some people out in Arizona, and they just said, talked about the doctors. I'm like, who are they talking about? You know, and eventually I did find your site and saw a couple of your videos, and they were just outstanding. But what really grabbed me was when we had this event with Michelle Bachman and her team there at Regents University. Michelle's now the dean of the law group, right? The law school there at Regents University. So she invited in all these people for an 8-hour day of talking about the election steal. And we were honored to be there. And she put us in the middle, Jim and I, and we just tried to condense about 1,700 articles that we'd written by that time, maybe more, into just a 1-hour presentation, which obviously was difficult. And there's a lot that we left out. But I thought, between the videos and
a 1,200 page lawsuit, and most of that was exhibits and evidence, and there's no way you can get through that in time. And during the Regents presentation, I focused on an Arizona case that had a similar shortened window to provide evidence, and which basically created a meaningless scenario where the left, the political left, could use their talking point, saying, "Look, we looked at the evidence; it's no good." And they took that talking point and ran with it. But again, we're talking about hundreds of cases, thousands of pages of documents, live testimony. These complaints had expert reports attached to them as exhibits, which is usually unheard of. And so I was just scratching my head through all of it as a person who's done cases and looked kind of through the different various cases. And was just shocked at the cowardice. And that's what it comes down to, was judicial cowardice. And so that was my chief contribution since our presentation, since the Supreme Court has either punted or hasn't taken on certain cases. I've shifted gears and started to look at my role in providing a platform for key witnesses. So these aren't people that just have an opinion about the lawsuits. These are people that actually contributed to the affidavits themselves.
Okay, it goes on and on, but it is definitely it's definitely going to be a big case, and it says here that they are definitely he's pushing forward, and he's building and organizing an army of patriots to expose the 2020 fraud and save America from the current evil. So, he realized through his recent work on the 2020 election that ultimately it will be the American people, and that's key, it will be the American people who expose the corruption. That's it. All right, we're gonna go to one of our affiliates. You can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can go to it, and they are having several different sales. You can get preparedness crate. You get a 4-week emergency supply. They give you survival supplies and emergency preparedness gears. That way, when the craziness does happen, you can take care of your family. And that's very, very key. So, and you can actually go ahead and just make sure that you can click the link, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply, and you can get the Instafire stove, ultimate solar power and cooking emergency kit, and you see the 1-week food ammo supply. But what I want to let you know about is the deals of the day. Deals of the day. Every day it's something different, and it's really, really good. Of course, I've purchased some of these. Fruit case pack kit. I didn't specifically get this, but I've purchased myself. I am trying to save up myself, and that way, if power goes out, if the supply chain gets hit, I can take care of my wife and I. My kids are married, so they're gone. So you got deals of the day, and today's deal at the time of this recording, you can get, here's a bonus. You get the number 10 food pack, $133.70. And this one is a good deal. Okay. And it's kind of locking up on me. Let me go ahead and refresh it here. Okay. The pack's $89.85 for these packs for 112 servings, 14 pack. That's not bad at all. So, and then I want to let you know that they offer a buy now, pay later. Not that I recommend it. But it is offered. If times are tight, you can do up a payment plan, and you can go ahead and make sure your family is safe. All right, let's go ahead, and we're going to go back to the news. We do thank you for staying with us thus far. Please share, please connect, and if you'd like to support, all the links around are going to be here. Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue features transgender cover model. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. That is disgusting. The annual Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue was published Monday for the first time, features a transgender on the cover. The magazine said the photo of 27-year-old Lena Bloom is part of three history-making covers this year. Bloom is an actor, ballroom dancer, and now the first transgender model to appear in the magazine. The theme of this year's edition is opening eyes, speaking truths, and changing minds. My question is, they want to speak truths. Why not really speak truths? Wow. Okay. It's sick. It's sick. That's all I'm saying. Let's go ahead and watch this clip here.
guys today about a product that just launched. It's called the Freedom Phone, youngest ever Bitcoin millionaire.
Sorry about that. I thought that was about the that actually is about the Freedom Phone. My bad. Okay, Revolver News. How Black Rifle Coffee used every trick in the book to fool the conservatives. Let me just go ahead and jump to this. This really aggravates me. I am a huge, huge coffee drinker. I've got the Black Rifle Coffee. It's been given to me by my kids for different, like Father's Day and stuff. This really ticks me off. And like I said, I am a huge, huge coffee drinker. But once again, patriots are learning the hard way that when you tether your identity to a for-profit institution, you are setting yourself up to be disappointed. Black Rifle Coffee Company was supposed to be a company that countered the FET stereotypes of other coffee sellers. When Starbucks promised to hire refugees, the Black Rifle Coffee pledged to hire veterans. The company ran a promotion donating free bags of coffee to police officers. Its products are adorned in the pro-military, pro-police design. Black Rifle Coffee was supposed to be a rare company willing to openly market to the majority of America that doesn't enjoy riots, protesting the flag, 13-year-olds getting castrations or double mastectomies, and every piece of the ideological package that has become America. They psyched us out. Black Rifle actually hates populists and conservatives. In fact, it's willing to pay you to never be their customer again. That is sick. That is very sick. It ticks me off. So, all right. Okay, we are going to go to one more episode and or one more video, and then we're going to end this. This right here is, this is where we are at. This is where we are at. Biden admin promotes radical group pushing critical race theory in schools. And this is directly from them. This is totally them. So let's go to it. And we're going to watch this.
Abolitionist teaching network seeks to end systems of injustice in our schools, spirit murdering practices, and institutions not teaching to the genius of Black and brown children.
The network that is dedicated to not creating new schools or reimagining schools, but destroying schools that do nothing but harm Black and brown children.
If you don't realize white supremacy is in everything we do, then we got a problem. We hope to have our activists and residents all around the country, and they will go into schools or communities and do the work of dismantling.
I've been teaching now for 19 years, and I've been doing this work of completely disrupting systems in elementary schools and in school systems for those 19 years.
And trying to help other white teachers trouble their internalized white supremacy and anti-Blackness.
We're coming out with a K-12 educators toolkit called Lessons in Liberation.
We're going to create a national database of anti-racist school counselors, therapists, and lawyers. We hope to have a national headquarters, a national teacher training program, a global activist and residency program. White folks, you go off, do your work, and then you come to us when you have done your work, and now we all are well together.
Say loudly and clearly, reform is not enough.
We cannot reform when the brokenness is in the foundation. Education cannot save us. We must save education.
I want us to be feared.
You have it in their own words. In their own words. I want us to be feared. Okay. This is the America we've come to. One more. And I'll quickly end this episode. FBI allegedly involved in planting plot to kidnap Whitmer. Bombshell report from BuzzFeed reveals that suspects accused of attempting to kidnap Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer are claiming the FBI set them up. The conspirators allege that the agency had involved at every level of the plot, including from its inception forward, and were not just passively observing. This has led to many questioning if the plot would have ever happened without the agency's assistance. According to BuzzFeed, court filings, evidence, and interviews describe at least 12 FBI informants investigated the conspiracy for months while the suspects were allegedly planning the kidnapping. The investigation led to the arrest of 14 suspects connected to the plot to kidnap the governor. 13 have pled not guilty. The group allegedly planned to kidnap Whitmer because they were upset with the COVID restrictions. So, FBI allegedly involved. We are living in a crazy country. We're living in a crazy time. But my question to you is, are you ready to stand up? Stand for truth. That's the key. Stand for truth. Stand for truth. Be willing to take a risk. A risk for your family, your faith, and your future. It's very important. Thank you for watching. This is James with Real Time News. We will catch you on our next episode. We appreciate you watching and any support that you can give. We will ask God to richly bless you. Thank you much. Have a great day. God bless.